Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us from the Atlantic Recreation and Parks Department. And Seth Sassome and Roger Herring are here. First, we want to visit with Seth because you have a couple things going on, Seth, that we want people to know about. The first one is Produce in the Park.
Yes, absolutely. This week in Produce in the Park, Thursday, we'll be there. We'll have some activities planned for you guys. We're going to bring some ladder toss, bocce ball, and possibly the bags over there for people to try out and really just try to promote our activity area. Once again, it's just over by on Sunnyside Lane and Sunnyside Drive, that corner there right by our office, where there's horseshoe pits, bocce ball, croquet, ladder toss that you can rent those
That's a good point.
Too, if you give us a call on
horseshoes?
Our number. There's horseshoes. Yeah, we have horseshoes. We have a whole cart. If you call us, we'll be able to set the cart out
wow.
for you to play those games, and then just we'll put it back in our office. So.
So come to Produce in the Park, get acquainted with that kind of equipment, and know that you can check it out. I mean, then what a wonderful resource for people. So, again, come Produce in the Park, 4:30, 7:30, Thursday night, and check out all that kind of good stuff that you can borrow. Now, we need to talk, just a second, just mention another event coming up next week, Healthy Walk.
Yes, Healthy Walk will be Wednesday, October 7th from 11:30 to 1:30. So, on your lunch break, come out to Shieldburg's Recreation Area, just located on Bull Creek Road, and come out there, take a lap or two. We'll provide water, and just it'll be a good time just to promote healthy living. So
absolutely a wonderful place. If people haven't been there, they need to go. If they have been there, they know how great it is. Come out and walk. A wonderful place to do that. Now, earlier, not a month or so ago, you started having somebody go around and look at all the trees in Atlantic, and we know that some trees need to be replaced or some trees need to be added. So talk about Operation Re-Leaf.
Operation Re-Leaf is a opportunity for citizens of Atlantic and local areas around Atlantic to be able to purchase retail trees that retail value about $160 for about $25. If you're a Lyant Energy customer, you can go to lyantenergy.com to community involvement to Operation Re-Leaf and pick out City of Atlantic, and there's a whole relief form where you can pick two trees. We have 9 different species from hawthorn, a hackberry.
They're all trees that are good in Iowa.
They're all trees that are good for Iowa and locally. So you can pick those, and you can pick up to 2 trees, and they're $25, $50. We're taking forms in all the way till October 9th.
Okay, that's coming up, October 9th. You need to get your request in.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll have a pickup over behind the Iowa State Extension building on October 17th from 9 to 11 p.m.
So get your request in for your trees. It's a great opportunity, and this is a perfect time to plant trees. So get
mm-hmm.
your request in, and that request comes to?
It comes to the City of Atlantic, P.O. Box 371.
Okay, and look it up on the internet if you want more information.
Absolutely.
All right, great. Great opportunity. Well, you know, so many things have been going on in addition to mowing, and more mowing. And Roger, let's talk about some of the more recent activities for improvements in the parks.
Well, I'd love to. We've had a super busy summer, and it's been really exciting for Parks and Rec. We did open, as Seth mentioned, the activity area. And that activity area, we hope to do some additional programming next spring for adult programming as well, and maybe have 2 or 3 mornings a week for people to come out and involve themselves in some activities and sit around and have some social time also, and play games, drink coffee, maybe have a donut or a roll or whatever, and talk to your best friends out there, and maybe
great.
Even play some chess and some checkers.
Okay, lots of opportunities for sit-down activities as well as more active activities there in that area. And wouldn't that be a good place to have a little party? I mean, like if you want to get a group together, or maybe your organization wants a little time out, I would think that'd be a great place to gather.
That's a great point, LaVon, because it is an area that if you have a family reunion, let's say up at Camlin Shelter or even at the Kitty Corral, or if you just wanted to have it right there at the activity area, we do have grills, we have picnic tables. Example being, just last night, we did host the volunteer group that the chamber celebrated for all the volunteers, and had probably close to, I don't know, 40 or 50 people there playing bocce ball, playing horseshoes, playing ladder toss, and bag toss. So anyway, it's a great area for socialization. You can cook out. You can do everything right there. Or you can go to a shelter and also use the activity area. So it's open to the public.
And that I would say that's really new. Some of the things you've been doing are improvements, but some things like the activity center are really new.
Totally new. And again, we had an area there that wasn't being used, and we looked for an opportunity to how can we provide a better service mm-hmm. for our community. And so we want the senior citizens to come out, and we want the families to come out and have reunions there and enjoy that area.
Great. Now, you mentioned in talking about the using shelters that you have done some work at Camblin, the Camblin Edition, the Camblin Shelter.
Yes, the Camblin Shelter has been, we call it refurbished. We just gave it a facelift, and we've gotten lots of compliments on how it looks and everything else, because it's a 1960s shelter that probably had been kept up a little bit, but it just needed to be gone through and modernized, and we've rewired it and gave it a paint job and put some new characteristics to it. Drinking fountain there, so
that's
an
great.
Exciting area. So
yeah. Now, you have some Eagle Scouts that have been doing some projects.
Yeah, Levon, we can't say thanks enough to the Scouts here in Atlantic for the things that they've done for Parks and Rec. Just recently, when we opened the dog park, as an example, out by the Schulberg Recreation Area, we had two Eagle Scout projects out there. One Eagle Scout, Kane Page, built two shelters for us, so you can sit in the shade and watch your dogs romp and run and have a good time. And then dogs also have an opportunity to the dogs and their owners to go and play on some equipment and do an obstacle course, do up and over a ramp. All that equipment was built by an Eagle Scout as well. And
wonderful.
That was Eric Weezer, and so he did a phenomenal job on that as well. So again, our Eagle Scouts have done a great job, and we're very proud of them, and we thank them an awful lot.
Great. Now, of course, Roger's the director for Atlantic Parks and Rec. Seth is the assistant director, but I know you guys just work hand-in-hand on a lot of projects. Seth, tell us a little bit about some projects coming up here.
Some projects coming up is we're going to be working on Kitty Corral. If you haven't been over at Sunnyside, you've noticed that something's missing from the park. Kitty Corral is now down, and that area is closed off until we erect the new shelter. But in this upcoming month, there will be some grading and some concrete being put there for the actual new shelter. And then November 7th, we're working with an organization in town, the Young Professionals, to help us erect the new shelter too.
Okay. So that'll be all ready to go next spring. Is the park going to be closed sometime here in the future? Do you have a date for closing the park? Either Roger?
Closing of Sunnyside Park. Yeah. We do the best we can to keep it open as long as possible. The restrooms will have to be closed down because of the threat of frost and freezing pipes. But as far as traffic going through Sunnyside, we'll hold off as long as we possibly can to keep it open, but eventually it'll have to be closed because it gets really slick in there, and there's just some hazards.
There's a lot of hills in there.
Yes, hazards up and down those hills in there, and so eventually they'll get closed down, but probably we'd hope not until maybe December 1.
Okay.
That's just kind of a target date.
Okay. I want you, Roger, to talk about another future project, as I understand, a boat access.
Well, out at the corner of out by the wastewater treatment plant on Highway 83 Sunnyside Lane, we've had a pile of rubble out there, and that rubble is actually to armor the banks of the Nishnabotna, and there is a boat access there that people can put their kayaks in, their inner tubes, their airboats, and that kind of thing, and it's being replaced, but it's been about a 2.5-year project because of the weather, and every time we get in there to work, it rains. Then the water level comes up in the Nishnabotna, and you can't put cement in there until the water level is low. So we've been battling that all along. It seems like whenever we're ready to go in there, it rains and then it comes back up. So anyway, we're working on that, and we hope to turn that little area into a park.
And that's certainly been keeping the grass growing. But Seth, I want you to mention again the Operation Relief, kind of what the deadline date is on that.
Yep, for Operation Relief, we're taking forms all the way up to October 9th. You can go to AlliantEnergy.com and look for Operation Relief under Community Involvement, and just fill out a form there and just send it to City of Atlantic, P.O. Box 371.
All right, plant a tree. Until next time, thank you to Roger Herring and to Seth Stassholm from the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department, and I know Roger would agree, and probably Seth too. Education costs money, but so does ignorance.